Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
I've long been intrigued by ringtail cats. I wasn't quite sure where they fit in the grand scheme of things until I did some research while working in Zion National Park, where they were known to vandalize building contents and other mischievous endeavors. These mystery cats are mostly nocturnal, highly secretive, very bright, and full of tricks and athletic feats that place them in an elite category. I was intent on seeing one, but knew my chances were slight. On a mid-morning hike into Zion's hidden canyon, I was startled by something not far ahead, scrambling up giant boulders. To my amazement, there they were, two ringtails hightailing it in broad daylight, my first and possibly last sighting of these amazing beings. The name ringtail comes from the 7 or 8 black rings on the animal's tail. Although they are not related to cats, people have referred to them as miner's cat, civic cat, and cockamissle, an Aztec term meaning half mountain lion. Along with raccoons and coatimundis, ringtails are members of the Procyonidae raccoon family. The scientific name Bassariscus astutus comes from basser, fox, isk, little, and astute, cunning. If one were to design an animal to climb along ledges and up vertical cliffs, the ringtail might be it. Their large tail provides balance for narrow ledges and limbs, even allowing them to reverse directions by doing a cartwheel. They can rotate their hind feet 180 degrees to quickly climb back down cliffs or trees as well as cacti. Furthermore, ringtails can ascend narrow passages by stimming, that is, pressing all feet on one wall and their back against the other, and wider cracks or openings by ricocheting between the walls. A ringtail's total length is somewhere between 24 and 30 inches. They weigh 2 pounds or so. Vocalizations include squeaks, metallic chirps, whimpers, chitters, chucking, hisses, grunts, growls, and howls. They have a seasonal diet with plants and insects, the favorite fall food. Mammals and birds more common in the winter, and insects dominate summer. Preferred mammals include mice, wood rats, squirrels, and rabbits. Ringtails also feed on nectar from agaves. Great horned owls are their major predator, along with coyotes, raccoons, and bobcats. Ringtails inhabit rough, rocky habitat, usually not too far from water, although they can subsist without free water if their diet consists of high-protein prey or fruits and insects. In addition, they occur in semi-arid landscapes such as pinyon juniper, pygmy forests, and oak woodlands. Ringtails den in tree hollows, rock crevices, other animals' abandoned burrows, or even abandoned buildings. Except in bad weather, they move frequently, rarely spending more than 3 nights in one den. Mating occurs between February and May, with 1 to 4 hairless young born in May or June. They are weaned by fall and can mate near the end of their second year. Ringtails range across the southwestern U.S. and most of Mexico, with outliers in northern California, Nebraska, Missouri, and extreme southwest Wyoming. The genus Bassariscus consists of only one other species, which lives in Central America. The ringtail became the state mammal of Arizona in 1986. Long live the ringtail, non-cat. This is Jack Green for Wild About Utah.
Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. For more than 30 years, working to preserve the wilderness at the heart of the Colorado Plateau. More about protecting Utah's wilderness heritage at suwa.org.